they had a community meeting there to discuss the redevelopment plan and which houses were going to be demolished. Now, the thing is, it was going forward in stages. So part of it had already started further west, that is west of 6th Street. Okay. And, well, actually, probably even west of 8th Street or 9th Street. They had torn some things down and they had rebuilt, they built some two-story rental houses. And the community was not happy with what had been done because they were not appreciative of the fact that their houses, that they had been suckered into moving out of their house, selling their houses, moving out of their houses. And then they weren't really, they weren't pleased with what was put in their place. And so when this community meeting was held in order to invite, to explain what was going to happen further on, the rest of the area, all of a sudden there was a great inpouring of people. That is, there were people from the neighborhood, but there were relatives. There were grandsons and granddaughters and cousins and nephews and grandnephews who were arriving from Michigan and Chicago and Illinois. And I think somebody even came from as far away as Oregon to stand up for their ancient, aged, and aging relatives and say, we don't want their homes to be destroyed. It was really quite, it was really oppressive. I don't know if I knew you at that point when I went to that meeting, but I was really, I mean, here were all of these people. They had obviously, you know, flown into Gainesville from all over the country. They were all impeccably dressed and obviously well, they had lots of assets in order to just get on a plane, you know, and fly south. So that was impressive. So I went and I looked some more at, you know, at what was being planned. And then the thing that I noticed was that it was all the owner-occupied or family-occupied homes that were slated for acquisition and demolition. The rental shacks in the area were going to be permitted to go on as before.